This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with a nod to the calendar, in fact, and by pointing out that we are one day shy of 7 months since China officially ended its zero COVID policy. And by pointing out that what a whole lot of people had been expecting to happen has not. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore starts us off with the why and why it matters.
When China's zero COVID policy was lifted earlier this year, a lot of economists and analysts assumed the full might of the second largest economy in the world would be unleashed.
You'd have roughly 5 to 6% growth, that would be driven by a rebound in household consumption based on savings that had been accumulated during the pandemic.
Logan Wright is a partner at Rhodium Group. He says the comeback was expected to be so intense that it would add to global demand for a lot of products and maybe contribute more to inflation here in the U.S. and elsewhere.
None of those trends have materialized.
There has been a rebound, but it's been weaker than expected, Wright says, even below typical pre-pandemic levels. Prices are flat or even falling. Households aren't spending. The main reason, he says, is the property sector is in trouble.
The basic story is that supply in terms of new construction just ran well ahead of fundamental demand for housing in China.
A lot of consumers got caught up in what amounted to a housing bubble, which saddled many of them with debts for homes that never materialized. Consumers dealing with that are not about to go on wild shopping sprees. There are bigger issues at play, too, says Scott Kennedy, the China expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
China is sitting on a mountain of debt.
Particularly, he says, at the local government level.
And a demographic transition, a graying of the population, together making it difficult for any type of stimulus they provide to actually bite.
In the past, Beijing has lit a fire under its economy through investment, often debt-driven, in infrastructure and manufacturing.
That couldn't go on forever.
Aaron Friedberg is professor of politics at Princeton.
There's only so much infrastructure you can build, and there are only so many Chinese exports that other countries can absorb.
He questions whether a government used to tight control will let its economy be innovative and productive enough to spur high growth. On the other hand, China has defied expectations many times in the past. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.